So we go back and forth. Is discussing a persistent global horror, violence against women, appropriate in the wake of one angry lunatic's rampage? Absolutely, wrote actor, writer, and former Jeopardy champion Arthur Chu in The Daily Beast. Yes, Rogers was mentally ill, but his illness expressed itself in a particular way and reveals something about Rogers' subculture, Arthur Chu's nerd culture, and the wider culture in which we all live.
He was a regular poster on a forum called PUA Hate. PUA stands for Pickup Artist. It's like teaching you how to make money from home, teaching you how to sell cars. But they apply principles like that to how to, you know, get women, ranging from common sense stuff like dress better and work out and look better to, you know, creepy stuff, how to manipulate women or pressure women or bully women, talking about isolating women from their friends. And PUA Hate is another level of this where there's guys who have paid lots and lots of money for the seminars and the books, and it still doesn't work. And now they're left with even more resentment. Elliot Rodger was part of a subculture, and he didn't make up any of the things he said in that video. He was quoting almost like verbatim concepts repeated again and again as a guy who was introverted and isolated a lot in school, who's had a lot of the same issues that Roger complains about. I've found myself thinking the same way. I've heard guys saying similar things. They don't take it as far as mass murder, but this sense of resentment and entitlement towards women is everywhere.
So let's move from this particularly virulent subculture and talk about how broader cultural tropes actually resonate with this. You reference Saved by the Bell and Steve Urkel, along with The Big Bang Theory and Niles on Frasier and so on.
Well, Steve Urkel, his whole character was developed because he's the guy who has this hopeless crush on this girl.
You know, I've asked you out a thousand times and you have said no a thousand times. I am beginning to notice an alarming trend.
Get a clue, Steve. Give it up.
I shall never give up bubbling brown sugar. In fact, I'm going to do something so romantic, so gallant, and so fabulously grandiose that your heart will melt and you will be mine forever.
You know, The Big Bang Theory, to its credit, is better than that. Leonard and Penny are not like Steve and Laura on Family Matters. But if Steve Urkel were real, he would be a criminal. Breaking into someone's house, harassing someone, standing outside their window. And these are things that all actually happen to real people. If you follow Yes All Women on Twitter, you hear all these stories from women about guys who literally do these things. And they don't see themselves as the bad guy because to themselves, they're the victim. That's why I singled out quote-unquote nerds. You know, I'm not talking about liking science fiction or liking comic books. I'm talking about the sense of I'm the victim, and anyone who contributes to that feeling of loneliness and exclusion is a victimizer.
You mention in particular Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds is an old movie. The 1980s, it's long enough ago that we can see there was some messed up stuff in these films that at the time were considered, you know, hilarious, entertaining, fun movies. So Revenge of the Nerds uses the bed trick, involves a guy sleeping with another guy's girlfriend in disguise, which meets the definition of rape.
You're that nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you were wonderful.
Thanks.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Yes.
How come?
Because all jocks think about is sports. All we ever think about is sex.
You know, I can have sex with a woman so well without her consent that she'll retroactively consent. That's not a cool message. I'm not saying I have no sympathy. I was one of those guys. Being a lonely guy sucks. Being lonely sucks. But the real problem isn't that we have stories from a perspective of a lonely guy who wants love and affection, but that men and women mostly see stories about how hard it is to be a man looking for love. And the woman's role is to provide that. So it's just a conversation that we need to have. I don't want it to be about me and these assertions that I made when people say, like, what's
right.
Your evidence? I don't have the evidence. I'm telling you what these women have been sharing for days ever since, you know, Memorial Day weekend on Twitter and blog posts and articles, and you can go read them. If another man needs to be the one to tell you to read them for you to feel like you need to hear these stories, that's kind of messed up, but I'll do it if that's what it takes.
But as you mentioned, Revenge of the Nerds was 30 years ago. Is there anything to suggest that these attitudes are current in the same way?
A lot of it is couched in satire and irony. I'm not saying we have to take all satire literally, but, you know, get me a sandwich is a meme on the internet. It's a joke that people say to dismissively, if a woman says something, shut up and get me a sandwich, you know, because you think, well, no one's really in an abusive relationship like that anymore. I can joke about it. It's not a big deal. On Gawker, Adrian Chen recently unleashed this tornado of controversy because he outed the anonymity of the guy who founded Creepshots, which is a subreddit about surreptitiously taking pictures of women without their consent. And then people actually saying, well, no, these guys are the underdogs. These guys are introverts who are scared to approach women, so this is how they appreciate women. Over and over again, men painting themselves as the ones who are being wronged here. Louis C.K., when there was this controversy a while ago about Daniel Tosh defending the idea that rape jokes are okay, that they shouldn't be censored, Louis C.K. listens to people, and his routine changed as a result. He did a routine about how scary it is for women to date men.
We're the number one threat to women. If you're a guy, try to imagine that you could only date a half bear, half lion. And you're like, oh, I hope this one's nice.
Who was it? Margaret Atwood said that men are afraid women will laugh at them. Women are afraid men will kill them.
One of the commenters on your article pointed out that what you're really saying isn't just about nerd culture, but also jock culture. So is this narrative that you describe really indicative of how society defines masculinity more broadly?
Oh, well, absolutely. I'm not singling out nerd culture or whatever because I think that we're worse than other guys. I'm singling it out because I am in that culture. If anything is worse, it's the fact that we are not self-aware about it. It would be one thing if Elliot Rodger had said, I just hate women and want to kill them, but that he had this cloak of self-pity over all of it. And yeah, he was crazy. But when a crazy person shoots up a synagogue, we don't say he was just crazy. There's no reason to implicate anti-Semitism in it. It found the target that it did because of the culture he was in. Most guys aren't going to take a gun and shoot a bunch of random strangers, but there's a lot of guys out there who commit sexual assault. There's a lot of guys out there who commit rape. It happens a lot. When you paint him as a monster and an anomaly and you say his madness has nothing to do with any of the rest of us, and I've literally had guys say, like, misogyny is not an ideology. Misogyny is not a specific thing. What Elliot Rodger did has absolutely nothing to do with any other bad thing that happens to any other woman in the world, then you destroy the point of even talking about it in the first place. The only reason to talk about tragedy, unless you are someone who knows someone who died and you are mourning them, the only reason for you and me to be talking about it is to try to prevent bad things from happening in the future.
Arthur, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Arthur Chu is an actor and writer. His piece in the Daily Beast is called Your Princess is in Another Castle. Misogyny, Entitlement, and Nerds.